So good morning, everybody. I'm going to take you down a very different path for this last presentation. Everything we've spoken about thus far is about adults, and it's about data. And this last presentation takes you down a path where we're proposing something so that things will change for young people, specifically children. I'm representing the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health, and while my name is the author on this presentation, this really represents a large number of people who are very actively involved in this project. The title of my paper is The Integration of Vision Screening and Outcome Data into Existing State Surveillance Systems, which is why we're so much involved with what was spoken about earlier today. Okay. Disclaimer, Prevent Blindness America is a recipient of a grant that allowed this national program to take place, but I personally have nothing to report. So this is about the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health at Prevent Blindness America. Prevent Blindness America was the one who initiated the process. They excited HRSA about addressing the needs of vision children, and it was that relationship that was built that really created the National Center, I think it 3 years ago today. And I personally have to say I'm just amazed at the work that Prevent Blindness America has done in order to enlighten HRSA and MCH about the importance of vision screenings in children. So really this comes through the Maternal and Child Health Bureau at HRSA, and we're very fortunate to get their excitement and support for identifying children's vision as a serious issue. The center was actually designed to support the development of a public health infrastructure that would promote and ensure that we have, and I'm going to just read this right off the slide because it's so important, comprehensive, multi-tiered continuum of vision care and eye health for young children. The initial discussions we had there were really about listening to how wonderful universal hearing screenings were and why hasn't vision come to the table yet. So as I listened to the development from the initiation of the conversations to what we have today, it's been really quite impressive to see how far we've come in a very short period of time. But yet, we have lots to do, and you'll hear about it partially from me today and partially from Kara Baldonado in another presentation. So there's more to come after I'm done talking. So the core goal of the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health is to develop and implement a uniform strategy for universal screening of children prior to entry of school. This is the initial goal that we all took on, and we had to look at it as a mission and define exactly what our goals were on a very specific level, because you can't, obviously there aren't resources for everybody to do everything. So that's where we started. Our specific goals were of this particular group, and just to let you know that we're talking about the national level. There are state level programs that are also going on under this umbrella. So this national level goals were to develop and implement a uniform statewide strategy for your universal vision screening by age 4 years. And we chose 4 years because we felt that was the most logical age that we could all agree on that could easily be screened. Universal newborn screenings works very well in the newborn because the type of screening they have works in that setting, and the fact that hearing doesn't change as vision changes made it very different type of a problem for us to address. And it was chosen by the expert panel that the age of 4 was the priority. It was also one of the goals to establish a Title V performance measure for vision screening because that would ensure that the medical system would support and monitor, because that's one of the big issues is to make, you know, you could say that it's really good that every pediatrician should screen vision of children as they come in, but unless there's a performance measure, there's no evaluation process. And then the one I'm going to talk about today is to determine a mechanism for uniform data collection and reporting, because the reality is we need to bring the information together so we actually have a picture of what's going on and ensure that we don't all do different things in different places and never communicate with each other about what the problems are within this population. So the National Expert Panel was really made up of a very broad representation. It included multiple disciplines, pediatrics, ophthalmology, optometry, public health representatives, people who were involved in vision research, and nursing. We had academicians as well as clinicians. We had parents. We also had representation from various governmental agencies. There were the three work groups. The first work group was the one that took the issue of what should we do? How should we screen children? at that age. Their goal was to develop some national guidelines for children's vision screening. I'm not going to talk about that at all. The second group took on the piece of performance measures to create a performance measure that is an excellent outcome measure that can be reported on. They're developing a white paper that outlines model performance measures that are related to children's vision and eye health. And then the last one that I've been involved with is to develop a white paper outline of model practices in structure and design of data systems as it relates to children's vision and eye health. And as you notice, this is not about data. This is creating a model and a recommendation that we would like to see moved into the next 10, 15 years. Okay, so what are our concerns? Screening alone, we all know, I'm sure everybody who's sitting in this room has some tie into vision screenings. We know that screenings alone don't lead to earlier detection of vision problems because there isn't necessarily that a system to ensure that a child who is referred for some service, whether it's a comprehensive eye exam or continued care, actually receives that care. That's a common problem that I think we can all agree on. The other issue is that vision screenings occur in multiple places. Children go to Head Start programs, they get screened. Children go to school programs, they get screened. Children go to the pediatricians and the vision is screened. There are multiple people who are screening and screening different pieces and different data, and no one's communicating with each other. So we may be doing the same thing over and over. Just think of how much time we could save if we knew what was going on. There is truly no uniform approach to documenting vision screenings, and that's really a challenge. We may be doing different tests, but we don't even report things together. One person's going to report auto refraction, another one's going to report visual acuity, another one's going to report some of the other techniques that are coming out from our some of these more sophisticated vision screenings. But the reality is everybody's reporting it somewhat differently. The other challenge is most vision screening results are paper-based or actually rely in very siloed programs. The school district in Milwaukee had a wonderful system, but it was really only within the academic program within the school district in Milwaukee. So it made it very challenging for if a child moved out of that area to get that access to information. So currently there's no mechanism currently that exists to access that information that eye care providers might provide for that follow-up piece. So what's needed is a robust integrated data system. For those of you who were at the opening ceremonies, Reed Tucker actually talked about this. Developing a healthcare system that is integrated with all aspects of healthcare for that individual. So it talks about the patient as the center. In order to do that, you need reliable and valid screening measures. You need a standardized method to collect data. You need to ensure that the reporting method is standardized between the individuals who are doing the screening and that you can track the information about eye care within that one child, patient-centered, child-centered. So the group that was working on the data side talked about what are our options, and there were three primary options that came out. Well, we can go along with what we do right now. Current providers typically work independently. Prevent Blindness has their screening program. I work with Special Olympics. We have our screening program. School systems have their screening programs. We all work very well, and we think we do a really good job, and we probably do, but we don't talk to anybody about it. And the challenges there are screening providers generally don't connect with the eye care providers. I know as a clinician, that's very frustrating. As a screener, it's very frustrating. Eye care providers don't have any access, typically, to the databases that the screeners have. And we can't report on the prevalence of what we're finding with these children because there's no common place where all this data is kept. The second one is to develop something a little bit more sophisticated. Develop a vision registry that is independent of all other registries. There are a number of disease processes that already do this, and while they work really well for rare diseases, there are some challenges with it. This would allow the registry to really focus on vision issues, so we wouldn't isolate each other. And for some reason, my EHR was changed to HER, and I don't know why, but the information would not be integrated into EHR or any other aspect of preventative services. You got to watch those spell checkers. And the last thing is the epidemiological would be somewhat incomplete because we have vision alone. This morning we've heard about comorbidities. We would have none of that in this registry. And then the last option is to work through an existing immunization registry to include vision. Immunization registries are very successful, and they function on the state level with the idea that, a strength is these are already in existence. The people who run them probably would keel over if they were listening to me, because it's a little frightening to think about expanding the immunization registries to include vision screening, diagnosis, and treatment. But think about the value of that. There are some challenges. There is the cost of expansion and the infrastructure and the development and the maintenance of it. That's a big challenge, and money was really put aside when we came up with this suggestion. And access will need to be expanded to many others who currently do not access the immunization registry. So the expert panel really felt very strongly that expanding the immunization battery so that we are integrating vision core into all other aspects where pediatricians already have access, state health departments already have access, but we just need to expand it so that the people involved with vision would also have access. And we think that this could lead to a significant improvement of quality of vision healthcare for children. Advantages, personal level, meaning the child, for supporting individuals in their own wellness and healthcare decision-making process. On the healthcare provider level, ensuring access to comprehensive and accurate data to assist in clinical decision making. Child comes in for a well-child visit. I see that they failed a screening at the school. I'm going to speak with the parent at that point in time to say that that child needs to see the eye care provider. Or I'm the physician and I see there hasn't been any screening. It's my responsibility to do the screening, but I don't have to do it if it's already been done, and to ensure that follow-up is done. On the epidemiological level, the surveillance that's possible with this kind of a system is enormous. We would be able to really identify what the prevalence of vision disorders in children is and be able to monitor it over time. So ultimately, our goal is that vision screening data should become a part of the immunization registry. We have some challenges. We would need to ensure that all information that is entered into the system is done in the same manner. Now, immunization registries are run on the state level, so it would be a state that would design it. And currently, there are four states that already are working within this prospect. It would improve the validity and the reliability of the data that's entered, especially when you make sure everybody enters the same data in the same format. The primary provider would be able to monitor to see if a child's actually had their vision screen, and if they have they followed through with the appropriate referrals. Eye care providers would be able to, for the first time, to be able to enter their information to show that that connection between the referral and the actual follow-through was taken care of. And this allows for a more open line of communication. So in summary, this is kind of what we envision. And I'm not quite sure. Let's see if I'm going to step over here because I like to use my hand. So this is our model. The top tier are individuals who would be able to enter data into this integrated child health information database, which is including the eye care providers, the primary care providers, pediatricians, and all the individuals who do the screening. So everybody is entering the data regarding vision screening information. The information then is going to go back to people. So this is a two-way street. The nice thing is that the family will have access to observe what's going on because everybody should have access to their own personal information. But that leads to the challenge of confidentiality, and there needs to be some insurance that is maintained, the HIPAA requirements. But it also allows us to allow surveillance at the state level, or really at any level, to be able to report back what our true prevalence of vision problems in children is. So this is what we propose as an option for data collection on vision screening, or actually addressing children's vision and eye health. So now that I'm the last one, I guess we can leave this up for questions.
Yes, any questions for any of our speakers?